Hiya, it's the Team Talk. I'm Josh Sexton. Jurgen Klopp has just held his pre-Chelsea press conference, and joining me to react to that are Mo Stewart, Nicola Cornish and Cam Rimmer. He talks about a few things. There's a really nice quote, I should say, about Ian St. John at the start, which I'll read out in a second. He was asked about centre-half options and Fabinho, so we will get stuck into that as well. We've got Rebecca Knight as the caller coming up in the second part, and then we'll do our usual team selection in the third part. But I just want to read out this little snippet about Ian St. John, because Klopp had sort of only met him once and only met him for an hour when Ian St. John had done a tour around Melwood. I'm sure people have seen the videos going around, but Klopp just could only talk about how much a fantastic person he was, and he says it's another person from Liverpool FC who is in a better place now. And I really like this bit at the end. He says, and if we're all nicer, we too will be in that same place. And that's just great, isn't it? The manager telling us all to be sound and be kind, and that's the best thing we should take from all of this and take from Jurgen Klopp as a fella. Mo, you're on this show for the first time in quite a while, but we always do the thing now which you have spawned on this show. You've made the wall of fame in this show, because we always talk about Jurgen's mood at the start and how he comes across in the press conference and how that may have translated to a week in training. We've seen some of the training pictures, some of the lads coming back, and he seemed broadly positive, I think.
I think so. I think the thing that I took most of it is that he knows he's got options. And he mentioned that a couple of times, where he was talking about previous times where players had to come straight back in, and now he doesn't have to do that. I think the idea that everybody doesn't know exactly how we're going to set up because we've got no one else to play has been really bothering him throughout the season. So to be able to throw a little bit of grey area in there, I think he felt a little bit more confident in his guys, a little bit more that he knew how to kind of maximize the best out of the squad. So I was pleased, he was pleased, particularly regarding the guys coming back. I think it's a high chance we'll see them all, even if not from the start. So yeah, two thumbs up for this one.